You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? A battle over stablecoin. But first, some personal news, which is I've been the Editor-in-Chief of Wired for the last 4 years. I love this place, but I'm moving to a new role. I'm going to be the CEO of The Atlantic. So in 2 months, I'll begin that new gig. I'll figure out whether the most interesting thing in tech comes with me and I keep doing it or whether I stop. But in any case, I'm still the editor of Wired, so let's talk some tech. All right, here's what's happened. So there's a concept called a stablecoin. And the idea is that it's a cryptocurrency whose value remains constant. One of the reasons you can't actually buy anything with Bitcoin is because the value jumps around all the time. So if you buy something with Bitcoin, you might end up paying 20% more or 20% less if there's a spike in the price. It'd be very useful for making a cryptocurrency something you can use if the price was stable. And there are a couple ways you can make the price stable. You can tie it to the value of a dollar. You can tie it to a basket of goods. You could do some algorithmic wizardry. So Facebook took a crack at this. And they introduced a currency called Libra. Part of the proposition was that it was a stablecoin. The value would always be tied to a basket of currencies, the dollar, the euro, the yen, others. Problem, well, that looked to regulators a little bit like a security, which meant lots of regulation coming. So Facebook changed its tune. They said, well, actually, in the United States, we'll create a stablecoin called the Diem. You'll be able to buy things online with it, and it will be tied just to the dollar. But now, Representative Rashida Tlaib, who you might know from the Squad, a very progressive wing of the Democratic Party, or a very progressive group of four congresswomen, she said, well, I don't know about this. In fact, if anybody's going to introduce a stablecoin, it should be a bank. Banks understand currencies. They are already regulated. That is a much better idea. At least that's her argument. Banks or governments should introduce stablecoins, not private tech companies, certainly not social networks. Her proposal isn't going to become law. Congress is in a lame duck session. They're not possibly going to pass this. But it will be reintroduced next year, and maybe it will. Is it a good idea? I can see the argument. But cryptocurrency is complicated. You need to innovate. It needs to evolve. Do you trust the banks? Do you trust the government? I would rather some kind of regulation that restrains and controls private companies, large social media companies. But this seems to me, at first blush, maybe going a little too far. In any case, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.